Thank you for holding. Is this Jim?
Yeah, John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Good. Doing good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you're having a brief conversation with one of my representatives, Marietta. She flagged me down, asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the placement or how any of it works, aside from just the pricing?
I don't. I mean, I'm not real computer savvy. My wife does all our, you know, billing and all that kind of stuff, so I do more of the work end of it.
I do Google
once in a while, and I know, you know, when you put in something, there's a list of companies come right up quick, you know.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'd be interested in seeing what the costs are, you know, to have our company pop up like that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, for Port Orange and surrounding areas, there's only three guys for about a 50-mile radius. That's just how Google has it set up. We have one listing available.
Yeah.
So some of the companies that are up there now are like P&P Irrigation and Landscaping, Trimco Lawn Service, and M&M Curbing and Landscaping of Daytona Beach. Have you heard of these guys?
I have not, but we're strictly a tree service. We're not nothing to do with landscaping.
Gotcha.
I know
okay.
Our name is Pleasant View Landscaping Lawn Maintenance Incorporated, but our main thing here is tree service. Well,
gotcha.
We have the landscape lawn business up in New Jersey.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
Down here in Florida, we do all tree work.
Okay.
So I'd want to be listed under the tree service.
Tree services. Okay. So in the lawn
trimming. Okay.
Right. In the lawn care and landscaping category, tree services falls within that category. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that we could list you for at a time. So tree services would be one of them, as well as like pruning, trimming. We'll definitely get you there. Now, the search results do change, though. You get Daytona Tree Service, Aardvark Tree Service. Those are two big ones. And then, of course, Florida's Tree Service, which is pretty generic. So that's where we're talking about listing you. Okay. Once we put you there, we close out the category. We can't work with more than the allotted amount of positions on that first page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The reason you want to be there is because about 90% of the searches that are done on Google, 87% to be exact, start and stop in this section. Mm-hmm. They're not usually going to the bottom of the page one or page two or page three. So they're trusting that we're finding the top guys and they usually go with those guys. Okay. Aside from just putting you there, we would build your .com website for you if you don't already have one. Actually, I see you have one here. It just took a second to pull up.
We do, yeah.
Okay. No, this is actually...
It's a PleasantViewTreeServices.com, right? That's what
Yeah. It's showing serving Volusia and Flagler counties.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, this looks good, actually. It's a good site. We could use this. Okay. Fully licensed. Insured. Okay.
I know we have more information to fill in, but
sites are never ending. Let me tell you, that's why many people have hired us over the years. I've been here 10 years, and these guys are like, "Look, you know, I'm great at what I do. I could build a house from top to bottom. You get me on a computer, I don't know what I'm doing." You know, so that's why we're here.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you're not missing out on your opportunities or your potential customers just because you don't show up. You know, so.
Yeah.
We can help you further develop that site if you like. You know, we can have it attached to the placement. The placement's the money maker, but we do put you on a few other things. You'll be on the first page of Bing. You'll have a Yelp. You'll have a Yellow Pages. You'll have a Facebook ad. So you'll be on Facebook as a top option. Mm-hmm. These are all designed to generate as many leads as we possibly can for the business. Okay. It's not a pay-per-lead system. I definitely want to put a point of emphasis on that. I know you're using that Home Advisor by Angie's, or at least it says you're using that.
We're not no more. I did away with them, I guess, about 6 months or so ago.
Good for you, because the FTC is about to shut these guys down any day now. I mean,
out of control with the,
charging
them.
One lead to 10 guys.
Crazy.
It was nuts. Yeah. So... I know how that goes, and I do want you to feel comfortable knowing that we are nothing like them. We don't affiliate with them. We don't associate with them. The only people we're associated with is Google themselves. We're a premier Google partner. Okay. So we do take care of everything online outside of Home Advisor by Angie's List, because I know they do their own thing. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, like I mentioned, Facebook. We even do Amazon Alexa voice search. So you shouldn't need any other forms of marketing after you sign up with our service. We basically become your marketing company for your company, right? Now, normally, this is a platinum package that we're talking about here, obviously, with all the additional bells and whistles. If you go onto our website, it's advertised at $5.99 a month, okay? But what I can do, and the reason my rep asked me to hop on the line is because we're trying to fill this spot today, I can reduce the price by 50%, and I could lock it in at that 50%. So instead of you paying $5.99 like these bigger companies, Aardvark Tree Service, Daytona Tree Service, you're looking at $2.99 on a month-to-month basis, and you won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So we want you coming back at your own will. Now, there's a tracking system in there, so we will be able to show you, obviously, all the leads and the jobs that we're bringing in for you each month, so that way you know it's profitable. That'll be our approach with retaining you as our customer, saying, hey, look what we brought to the table. But I'll be honest with you, I got a lot of guys where I'll work with them for 3, 4 months, 5 months at a time, and then they, you know, they get all booked up with contracts, especially in the tree service. They'll get them, I don't know if you do commercial, but they'll get contracts, and then they'll kick me to the side. And that's okay.
That's okay.
You know, I understand, you know, if you don't feel like you need to take on a lot of the residential or the smaller stuff calling you left and right once you're already booked up, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But we want to get you to that point to where your business is comfortable. And then hopefully, you know, that results in maybe you expanding or a long-term business relationship or a bigger opportunity down the road. So if I could approve that pricing structure for you, though, at the $2.99, is that something that you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
I'd definitely be interested in checking it out and seeing how it works out.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor program, then this will be a nice walk in the park for you. So.
Yeah. What, just I guess one question I guess I do have is, I guess I got to get my website up to date with everything, right? Before we
I included that. So if you have access to your domain, just username, password, have a graphic designer in-house that'll help you with that. That's in our best interest. I'm not charging you anything extra for that. I just want to make sure that you look as appealing as possible if we're going to have you up here next to these other guys that got, you know, 5-star reviews across the board, things like that. So we're definitely going to get in there, help you with the site. We have review monitoring and reputation management as well. We're going to request reviews from your clients when you're done with them through your tracking system. So we're going to try to build you up as much as possible, not just on the site, but off the site as well.
Okay, good.
Do you own that URL?
My son set up the website. He's just graduated college with a computer engineering background. So he had done the website. He's done multiple websites. He's just, we haven't harped on him to get caught up with it because we've, you know, had steady work going on and
something
I've been really pushing. I've been busy myself, but.
Well, some of the stuff on there you just can't replace. Like you guys with that big fish, that family photo, like that's all good stuff. Yeah, I love those things on the site. I love the services page that he did. You know, it's just obviously it can use a little boost. So you could use some more photos in there, a little bit better verbiage in there. He forgot some periods and stuff like that. but we'll go in there and correct that for you. The good thing is that we have so much experience. You know, we know what kind of content causes action, which causes people to actually click on it and call you or stay on the site longer. So it's called search engine optimized content. So they'll go in there and it's part of your client interview process. They'll ask you some questions just to pick your brain about your business, maybe a slogan, things like that, and then we'll have that published on there in a professional manner.
Okay. Okay. Can I my wife is just she's out for probably about the next hour and a half. I'd like her to I don't know what's involved with getting lined up with this, but she usually handles all that stuff and payments and all that.
Oh, gotcha.
Be able to call back in about an hour and a half or so, or something.
Like
do whatever needs to be done on the getting set up end of it?
I mean, if we have it available, Jim, I'll be honest with you, a position like this, you know, in this area too, they usually go pretty quickly, like 3-4 phone calls.
Yeah.
My reps like Marietta, they're calling out on it right now, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a large
all
area.
Right. I mean, what do you need from me? What do you need from me to get
well, if you wanted to give it a shot, I would just verify some information with you. You know, we'll secure the first month's payment, so you're set up for that first 30 days there, and then we'll set up a client interview for at a later time. And obviously, if you want to schedule that at a time like tomorrow where your missus is there with you, you know, we could definitely do that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That would work.
Okay. So let me create your Google business profile. We only got to do this one time. We're going to submit this to Google today, and then they're going to mail you your PIN verification letter just to verify your business location there. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. 562-6634?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And Jim is short for James, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Jim?
Scherer, S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
Middle initial E.
Oh, yeah, I saw it here on the site.
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Middle initial E for Edward.
Gotcha. James E. Okay. And you said she's your partner, or are you the sole owner?
Yeah, my wife. I'm the sole owner, but she works. You know, she does everything with the business also.
Everything you have is half hers too, right?
That's it.
I'm in the same boat with you there. All right. And then I will send you everything in writing because I offered you the placement at a 50% price reduction, and you'll actually keep that price reduction. Also, being on Google is considered a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off later, so you're going to want that invoice receipt. What's the email address that I can send that to?
It's going to be letter P as in Peter, V as in Victory, L as in Landscape, number 4, letter U, at AOL.com. PVL, for you, at AOL.com.
Okay, perfect. PVL, for you. Okay, and that came back as valid. Perfect. So I'll send the receipt over there. I'll also send the outline of the agreement in writing, so that way you have it on file and the missus knows that you got a good deal. Okay? And then... For the PIN verification letter, it's just a postcard-sized envelope, says Google right on it. It'll have your business name as well, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the proper business street address that I could send that to?
Street address or P.O. box. We have a P.O. box for the business that we typically use for, you know, customer to mail in. And
oh, yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
I can't send it to a P.O. box.
You need a physical address?
Yeah,
okay.
But I can hide
That's
your
fine.
Address. I know you're a family man there. I can hide the address so it just says Port Orange, Florida, 32127. You know, you don't got to worry about anybody showing up in your driveway or anything like that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the address is 5328 Riverside Drive.
Okay.
5328.
Okay, and it is Port Orange, right? 32127?
Port Orange. Yep. 32127.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah, we had you in that area, but we just didn't have the actual street address there. But I'm going to make sure that remains hidden on all platforms. And then look out for that postcard. That's very important. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your company. So after that, you'll exist on Google. Okay. Even if you discontinued our service 5 months from now, all the reviews and everything we built up for you, the website, all that stuff still stays.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're going to want to make sure that you have that PIN verification completed and your reputation's online there. It'll help with the credibility. All right. And then
All right,
website. So we're going to help with the site. I'll have a graphic designer get in there with you guys and pick your brain on it. And then did you have any, like, specific photos that you wanted to use for that site? Or you think the missus might have some she wants to send in?
She does, yeah. We take a lot of photos every day when we're doing jobs, from, you know, before we start them and at the end. So
okay, I'm gonna send a couple
behind.
It's okay. We'll update them. New jobs are coming in. You know.
Yeah.
So I sent you the email address for you to send those in, and then I also sent over my direct number and extension in case you guys need help with any of it or you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way. I'm here from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, but we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So there's always a rep that'll be able to help you guys. If you want to change your hours of operation, or you moved, you got to update the address, you want to change something on the site, anything like that, we'll be able to help you with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
We're open from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., I guess, you know.
Okay.
Standard time.
5 p.m. You go Monday through
Friday. We offer 24-hour, yeah.
Emergency?
We do offer 24-hour emergency service.
Yeah. No, that's a real, that's a big one. I was going to ask you myself if you didn't say it because, you know, tree service, tree falls on a car, you know, that's...
Yeah.
People really need you, and they're willing to pay top dollar for that.
Yeah.
But that's a good opportunity for you. You know, somebody's misery turns into your benefit. Okay. So I got the profile set up here. The client interview I'm going to have scheduled for tomorrow. I know you said you wanted to have a time maybe where your missus could join us. Usually the client interview takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
What time do you typically do the interviews?
I have one slot.
1 o'clock, would 1 o'clock work?
I have a 1 to 2 available.
Okay, let's do that.
That'll work for you?
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and lock in here. And like I said, it usually only takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for that hour window in case it goes over, you have any extra questions.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a text message 1 hour before, okay, so around 12 o'clock, I'll shoot a text just to make sure that's still a good time for you. You know, if anything pops up or changes, let me know. We can reschedule, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Yeah. I know my son would have to probably get our URL number or whatever you were asking for.
Okay, sometimes...
Unless you want to send me... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, sometimes people, they lose that information, and I don't want us to be beating him up too bad either if he did lose it. And that's okay. We can get a new URL for you or a new domain name if you need. You know, sometimes it's easier to start from scratch than to go in there and build on somebody else's build.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to figure out where he might have went wrong on the back end of that. But either way,
I think he's pretty good that way. I think he's got everything, but who knows.
Okay. Yeah, you never know.
I got two boys, but my voice is tiny. Yeah.
I got a 5-year-old and 11-month-old.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got some time yet.
Before they get like that. I can't wait to take them fishing, though. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I felt like I cut you off there for a second. My apologies.
No, I didn't know if you wanted to send me a text of you know, like things you're going to need because my son may not have some of the stuff and my wife may not have.
Yeah, it's just the login credentials. Yeah, just ask him if he has the login.
Yep.
Yeah, the login credentials for the website.
Okay, he's got all that. In fact, my wife has that too. I know she's able to log into it, so.
Yeah, that's all they would need. After that, they're graphic designers, so no matter what platform it's built on, they know how to get in there and fix it up.
Yep. Okay. All right.
So I got the client interview confirmed. I sent the invitation to your AOL, just in case.
I got it through the phone. Yeah, I got some texts from you. I know that in my phone here.
Yeah, so you'll continue to get those updates. I'll be here with you to make sure that you guys got everything. Okay, I know you said in the beginning of the call you're not really tech savvy, so that's okay. You know, I'll basically walk you through it, hold your hand through it until you're comfortable, okay? And then once you feel comfortable and you guys got everything up and running, I'll back off a little bit and let you do your thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So last thing we got to do here, Jim, is secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing the $299, how did you want to do that?
I can give you a bank. We have a bank card.
Okay, you want to use? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa. A Visa. Okay. Yep. Visa, PNC bank card.
Okay. Is it under your name, or does it say Pleasant View Landscape and Lawn Maintenance?
It's James E. Shear and Pleasant View Landscaping.
Okay.
Both names are on it.
Perfect. I'm gonna add that. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Riverside Drive there.
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, yep, from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4034.
4034.
9700.
9700.
2491.
2491.
9835.
9835. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/23.
11/23, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it's, looks like 161.
161. Okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just to outline the agreement and all the discounts that we've applied to the listing here. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Okay? Just, hey, John, what does that mean?
Okay.
I can rephrase
yeah.
it for you, but I want to make sure you got a firm
yeah.
understanding.
Okay.
Okay? All right, Jim.
Yeah.
All right, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Pleasant View Tree Services.
Thank you. Okay, so let me edit this. You want it listed as Pleasant View Tree Services on Google.
Yes.
Okay,
not
hold on. That's big. Yeah, that's big because I have you as landscape and lawn maintenance here, Inc.
So and I don't, we don't want all those calls.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So let's change this now. That's exactly why we do this voice verification. So Pleasant View Tree Services.
Yep.
Okay. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the business?
James E. Shear, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Pleasant View Tree Services today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
It says 24 to 48 hours, but obviously the immediate response time is going to yield the best results. If you do miss the calls, mm-hmm. there is a tracking system they'll give you access to. You guys can log into it and still it'll pipeline all those leads for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
I don't understand that now. What?
Okay. So we know what you're already doing, like with that Home Advisor program, for example. Anything that you're already doing,
yeah.
you could continue to do. That's at your own discretion. Okay. We're not saying that you got to cancel that
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. If you're going to add anything yeah. after today, April 19th,
mm-hmm.
we want you to let us know about it so that we can make sure that you're not paying for something that you already have or duplicating any of the mm-hmm. listings. They'll make two of them. It just causes a discrepancy,
uh-huh.
and then we're running around like a chicken with our head cut off. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, just let us know. If you're not sure, just
yeah.
double-check with me. I could always verify, too. Not
yeah.
saying that you can't do anything, but
okay.
we just don't want you to duplicate anything
mm-hmm.
that you already have or pay for something you already have.
Okay. Yep, I agree to that.
All right. Shouldn't need anything else, actually, since I put you on a platinum, but
mm-hmm.
just full disclosure.
Yeah.
And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 19th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. Well, I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, or we will remodel the current site that you have. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, we do ask for a 2-month verbal contract from you, so it's a verbal commitment. We're asking that you
yeah.
give it at least 2 months, but it is paid out 1 month
yeah.
at a time. It's a month-to-month service. It does say that it's fully
mm-hmm.
cancelable at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is that you contact us, let us know. We can stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So you will receive a series of text messages and emails. You should have one. There's a big one here. It'll say,
yeah.
Okay, hold on, let me see if I can pull it up here so I can see what you're seeing in the SMS. Okay, so the one that says, James E., thank you for choosing Local Splash. You see that?
Is that in the text or email?
In the text, in the text.
Oh. Yeah. I'm on the phone with you now, so I don't...
Oh,
I don't
so it might not let you.
Come through. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll resend you the link here in just a second, too. It's okay. You could sign it when we get off the phone. But there is an outline of the agreement there in writing once you click on that. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to certify that that's your billing information. It's not somebody pretending to be Jim. And then, of course, at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first, middle, and last. So it did put your full name on there, but I've also coordinated my reps to always call you Jim. So you'll know that's us. But that concludes our initial setup. So you did the initial sign-up. It's complete. So thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. Like I mentioned earlier, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, feel free to call in and also share the number with the missus. If she has any questions, she could always call in as well. Other than that, you know, you're basically good to go for the rest of today, but look out for that client interview. It's going to be tomorrow, the 20th, between 1 and 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Okay, I got you locked in there.
And I just,
all right.
I'm looking at my text now, yeah.
So oh, you got it?
One, James E. Shearer. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, it'll say please. Yeah, I'll say please click here, and then you'll find everything in black and white. So it's going to have everything, and they'll send this over to your email too. So if your missus has any questions this evening, you could show her. Hey, no, look, I knocked out all this stuff. We got a company that's going to handle this. Yeah, exactly. So that way she knows. Hey, this is what we're taking care of. Same thing with like running the Facebook ads or anything like that. It should make her life a lot easier. That's what we're here for, you know. So.
Yeah.
Just share that with her, and then if she needs
help
with anything.
Where are you based out of?
Well, we have various locations. I'm originally from Huntington Beach, California. So we're calling you out of the Newport Beach location. Yeah, but we have locations in Florida. We have locations in Texas. We have locations in New York. So we're pretty big. We're a premier partner, so we've been around since 2004, actually.
Yeah.
Almost 18 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I got extensive track history. So if you need help with anything, like I said, no questions or dumb questions. I always say my educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what we're bringing to the table for their business. So, you know, feel free to call in, and I can always provide clarity and make sure everybody's on the same page and everything's working.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Jim. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.